Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk a Mishnah Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say with Rabbeinu Yonah's help a couple more Mishnahs before he eases off into the sunset, and we read his translation and we think about whatever we could glean from the last chapter, chapter 6. But here in chapter 5, a small Mishnah, no less a great Mishnah like the other ones, 5:17, Hey Yud Zayin, talking about Machlokas. Never good to have arguments, never good to have disagreements in general. We should have discussions, not disagreements. We should have round tables where we talk around the table with our spouse or our kids or others, but not fighting, not disagreement. Because an argument that is for the sake of heaven will have a constructive outcome. Any argument that is not for the sake of heaven will not have a constructive outcome. What is an example of an argument for the sake of heaven? This is the arguments, quote-unquote, the discussions, rather, of Hillel and Shammai. Do you know that they highly respected each other, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? They still would marry within another's house. They still would respect within another's house. They would describe the other's position before their own. That's why they say Hillel was accepted more than Shammai, because he debated theirs before presenting his own. But that's a real example of L'shem Shemayim. They disagree on the reasoning or the solution, but fundamentally they both love the Torah. They both discuss the Torah. You know, Shammai and Hillel would debate what to do for Shabbos. Shammai would get it and then find something better. Hillel would have faith that it would come at the end of the week. Whatever, but either way of approaching how to best honor Shabbos, for example. So what's not L'shem Shemayim? Ezi machokas she'en L'shem Shemayim? Zu machokas korav v'chol adasal. This is an argument of Korach and his congregation. It doesn't say Korach and his congregation against Moshe, even though that's what we know. And Parshas Korach happened in the Torah. It says Korach and his own congregation. That means they couldn't even agree themselves. The whole argument was for naught, for nothing. They couldn't even agree themselves because they all were power hungry. Not just Korach, they all came with him. That's why Rashi points out, Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheina. What did Reuven have to do with the argument of Korach? What do they care who's leading them, Korach or Moshe? But that shows the negative influence of a person on his neighbors. Korach was right there, Reuven was right next to him. They came to join in the quarrel, even though it had no difference for him. Only On Ben Peles, his wife, stopped him from utter destruction. She said, it doesn't matter who leads us. Exactly that argument. Whether it's Moshe, whether it's Korach, what's the difference? Stay here, don't die in this battle, don't die in this terrible argument. And he stayed, and lo and behold, everyone else was swallowed up, and she literally saved his life, if I'm remembering correctly. Rabbeinu Yonah points out Hillel and Shammai, the arguments, even though the opinion of Beis Shammai is not the one we follow when they argue with Beis Hillel, that is only because heaven has so decreed it. They did not argue for personal gain or honor, but only to clarify the halacha and establish the correct ruling. Both had the same intention, like we said, to serve God. Make sure you're going to have a disagreement. You're going to have a discussion. Make sure it's a discussion. Make sure it's not an actual full-blown argument. It's not a full-blown attack on one another. Don't attack each other's core or being or essence. You want to disagree? Okay. Don't start shooting personal insults and personal vile against one another. That's what's so terrible about politics in general. Everyone starts hating each other, hating their essences, instead of just disagreeing about points. We talk about on Yom Kippur how we make the terrible, terrible mistake of hating a person rather than hating their views or hating their sins or hating X, Y, or Z. Okay, so he did something bad. You know, He fell off the face of the earth. He didn't keep kashrus for 10 years. Do you hate him as a person, or do you disagree and dislike the choices he made? Yes, you don't agree with him. He's a liberal. And yes, he's a Republican. Do you hate him as a person, or you disagree with the viewpoints and you fundamentally disagree? And do you shout about it, or you just talk about it? Machlokas, it shouldn't be machlokas. We're supposed to fundamentally love each other, have ahavat chinam, have care for one another, respect for one another. That's why Mashiach is not here yet. Sinat chinam is still here. The reason why Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We get rid of sinat chinam. We have avas chinam. We don't have these crazy arguments anymore, especially with our spouses and our kids, but in general with friends in the world at large, whether it's politics or whatnot, whatever your stance is, you could still fundamentally respect and love one another, even if you fundamentally disagree about anything in life, the vaccine or politics, whatever, it doesn't matter. If I don't get the vaccine, but you do, doesn't mean we have to hate each other. It could be that we disagree and we fundamentally respect and safely accept what we each other say. I don't care if you're a liberal, but I'm a Republican. It doesn't mean I hate your guts. It means we disagree, but we could still be friends. We can have different arguments. We could have different discussions, but we have to fundamentally love every person in the world, especially in the Jewish nation. If we fundamentally understand this, and we learn from Hillel and Shammai, to fundamentally accept this, that we do things l'shem Shammai, and we do things for the one above, and we try to make the world a better place, then we could come from different viewpoints and different aspects of approaching an issue or a health issue or approaching the pandemic or approaching politics or approaching anything in life, and we won't have to hate each other. We could just fundamentally discuss things and figure out to have a viewpoint in the middle. We could learn this. We could internalize this. We could find peace for all and not have any arguments. And if there is arguments, it's just discussions for the sake of Shemayim, for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of making the world a better place. Maybe we could finally be zelcha to have Mashiach. May he be speedily coming in our days, and may that be today. Join us next time as we talk about merit, bringing merit to the masses here on the PAL with Reb T. And we're going to take a break for Shavuos 2 days, but God willing, we'll be back soon here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.